This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba, ma'agon erev Shabbos. Parshas Chazon. We are continuing in Mishmor Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Sadi Beis, Sif Beis. Sif Aleph, of course, we learned that Lechachilo one should not daven until he is boidek himself. Regarding whether one is allowed to learn, there are two opinions brought here in Siman Sadi Beis. The Prima Godim is Mekel, that if you could hold it in 72 minutes, you could learn. The Shaar Tshuva is Machmer. And Siman Vav, the Mishnah Berurah only brings down the more strict opinion. We learned yesterday that because here in Siman Sadi Beis, he brought a more lenient opinion, there are times that if you have an urge, but you could hold it in 72 minutes, you could be Mekel. For example, if there's a Tzorech, for example, otherwise you're going to miss Barchu. So if you can't hold it in 72 minutes, you miss Barchu. But if going to the bathroom would make you miss Barchu, you could rely on the lenient opinion that you could answer Barchu. That's what we've been doing the last couple of days. Let's continue in the Rama. We're up to the Rama on Sipes. Rama says, the Dafko She'inoi Misava Kol Kach De Isbe Mishum Bal Teshaksu. The din that you're grandfathered in, if you started Shemona Esrei without any urge, you started Shema without any urge, and then you had an urge, you had to continue, that's provided that you don't have such a strong urge that you'd be violating Baal Teshaksu. You're not oppressed. You're not forced. It's not like you're actively holding it in. You just have somewhat of an urge. So then we say that you're grandfathered in. But otherwise, you should stop the Shema Esrei. You should stop the Shema. Aval Balapachi Ritzo Loimer. Even though you could hold yourself in, it's better to interrupt whether you have to defecate, whether you have to urinate, mishum iser bal teshaksu. The koya risha gamatuas, even going on shmaine esrei. In other words, you're middle of shmaine esrei, right? And you're up to rifa'inu, and you got an urge. Could you hold it in? Yeah. Could you hold it in? For 72 minutes? Seems like not. But when you started, you could. So you're allowed to continue. It's better to stop. Even though you're Milishman Esrei. V'ayin b'magin Avram shamarach b'denzel. Look in the Magen Avram. He speaks about this at length. U'masik dibet sibor af trumas hadeshen moideh l'harajba. You see, if you look in the Rama brings Chubas Harajba, says it's Mutter, and the Chumas Hadeshen says it's Aser. Now, what does it mean? The Rajba says it's Mutter, and the Chumas Hadeshen says it's Aser. It's Mutter to do what? It's Mutter to stop, or it's mutter to continue? The Rama doesn't really explain. Let's see if the Mishnah Berurah will give us some insight. He says that, look in the Magen Avraham, who speaks about this at length, and he concludes that Betzibor, the Trumas Hadeshen, is moide to the Rajba. The Ein Lahafsik Be'emtza HaTfila. So in other words, when the Rajba says it's mutter, it seems like it's mutter to continue davening and not to stop. So if you're in public, it seems like the Chumas Hadeshen agrees to the Rajba not to stop in Moda davening. Mimnei kavod abriyos. Vafilu biyachid, even an individual, yesh lisma gan kema Rajba, the layafsik. Even an individual, meaning he's not davening but sibor, he could also rely on the Rajba and not stop. V'chein kazal chay adam da asar lahafsik. So let's try to read this Rama clearly. The Rama says that that if you were davening, the Mechaber said if you're davening Shema Esrei or Shema and you did not have an urge, and then in middle you developed an urge, then you could continue davening, says Rama, provided that there's no Isra Baal Teshaksu. Otherwise, if there's an Isra Baal Teshaksu, it's better to stop. comes the Rashba that it's mutter. Ulechayra mutter means it's mutter to continue. Even though you're over about Tashaksu, it's mutter to continue. The Chumas Hadeshin says you're not allowed to continue. So the Mishnah Berurah brings to the Magen Avraham that if you're a Betzibur, the Chumas Hadeshin agrees to the Rashba not to interrupt because of Kavod Abriyos. And even if you're davening by yourself, you could be soimich on the Rashba and not interrupt. B'chein kasav b'chai adam, the asr l'hafsuk. V'derach hachayim kasav, v'derach hachayim writes, im yeshva mishan bal tashaksu, yachal l'hafsuk. You could interrupt. What if, okay, the guy interrupts, but he can't go to the bathroom because he's going to be walking in front of someone davening Shemana Esrei. Are you allowed to walk in front of someone davening Shemana Esrei to go to the bathroom? Yes. The dirshu brings, you could. Okay. V'al kapanim gam l'didei, ein olav chiyav l'hafsik. According to the Derech HaChayim, you're not obligated to interrupt. Why? Kivan shiyach alatzer atzmei ad shigmar atfila, because you could technically hold it in. V'im yi evshe loy lamayit ad shigmar shmona esrei, then mutter loy latzer salipanois. You're allowed to go out and defecate, be'emtza, rak shalai yafsik b'dibar. So, to me, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is coming out differently than the Ramah. Because if you read the Ramah says that the din that you're grandfathered in, even though you currently have an urge, is only if your urge is not so strong that you're over on Baal Tashaksu. But if you're over on Baal Tashaksu, it's better to stop. That's the conclusion of the Ramah. He does quote the Rashba that it's mutter to continue. And the Shumas Hadeshin says it's usher to continue. To which the Ramah seems to be saying that it's not really a machlokes. It's mutter to continue if you're not going to violate Baal Tashaksu. However, if you're going to violate Baal Tashaksu, it's usher to continue. That's how the Ramah seems to be reconciling the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Tshuvas HaDeshen. How badly do you need to go? If you're going to be over Baal Tashaksu, meaning you can hold it in 72 minutes, but you could hold it in to the end of Shemana Esrei. So then the Ramah says it's better to stop. The way I'm reading the Mishnah Berurah is that the Mishnah Berurah is coming out not like the Ramah, that the Magen Avraham says that if you're davening Betzibur, the Chumas Hadeshen would agree not, even though you cannot hold it in 72 minutes, you should not stop. Why? Because it's embarrassing. Furthermore, even if you're by yourself, you could be Samech on the Rashba and not stop. And the Chai Odom Paskins, it's usher to stop, even though you can hold it in more than 72 minutes. But the Derech HaChaim says you could stop. Again, the way I'm reading the Mishnah Berurah is coming out not like the Ramah. You understand how I'm reading it? The Ramah comes out that if you're over Baal Tashaksu, Yoyser Toiv Lahafsik. But the Mishnah Berurah is bringing from the Magen Avraham and the Chaye Adam that A, you don't have to stop, and B, you're not allowed to stop. B, you're not allowed to stop. He does bring the Derech HaChayim, you could stop, but you're not obligated to. Okay. Now, yeah, you agree with that? I'm assuming you agree with that because nobody's challenging me. Good, thank you. You're smart. Fine. So, no, not for not challenging me, but for agreeing. Okay. Umashnu mizeh, da'achar kach lo yitzarach lachsa l'roish. It's mashma that afterwards you do not have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei. Why? In other words, the case is you didn't have an urge in the beginning and you had an urge in the middle and you can't hold in 72 minutes. You go to the bathroom, you don't have to start again. Why? Why don't you have to start again? Kivan shekoydem atfilah hayatzarach l'nekava, since before the davening you did not need to go to the bathroom. V'hu shelo yishal yidei hayitziyah kidei ligmar kol atfilah, provided that by leaving you did not wait the amount of time it would take to finish the whole tefillah. Now, how do you evaluate the time that you spent? Do you have to evaluate, well, my Shemana Esrei takes 5 minutes, and I was in the bathroom 4 minutes and 40 seconds, and then it took me 30 seconds to get back to my place, So it took longer than the amount of time to finish the Hoshman essay. The Dirshu brings, we only calculate the time in the bathroom, not the return. Because once you're returning, you were already ra'i to be able to daven. Okay. Now, the imratza laharchik ulahatil mayim oisa. If you want to distance yourself and to urinate, you could. What is this going on? Krishma de elmine koi de talibert sinai. This is going on. Somebody who has a taiva to go to the bathroom in the middle of davening. So we say for Kriya Shema, you could read it, but if you want to go and urinate, you can. The Mishnah Berurah learns this is going dafka on Kriya Shema. A Kriya Shema del Elmine Koi. It's going on Kriya Shema earlier, the Tali Bertzone, where it's dependent on your Ratzon. The Ila Betfila, when it comes to Shema Esa in Rashai Laz, you would not be allowed to move if you just have a slight urge. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to spend a few minutes, and we're doing to the end of the page, because if we do so, we will be on schedule. So basically, we're doing a double header now, but it's extremely short, and we'll be on by the end of the day. We'll be on schedule. Next week, we miss Tuesday morning, and we'll make it up Friday. So by the end of next week, we'll also hope Bezjam be on schedule.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.